like a lot of fun, absolutely. You know, for real fans, they're in a really good spot. They're in a really good spot because, you know, they've been winning in the past race barrels, and, you know, that's a big part of it. So, we're looking forward to the challenges that are obviously had, and performing and doing their own things right. So, I'm excited about it. I mean, it's, to me, feels like a good opportunity. As I've said, having fast high school is a good business. And, looking at the past few years, both these processes and careers have certainly just, they look really good. They look fast. And, having that high speed is really important nowadays. I don't think anything kind of surprises me, because I know going into it, kind of, I guess I know the expectations going into it, so it's just it's a very well-organized company right now. The support and all the different things that we have at our disposal is nice, and I'm looking forward to it. I mean, everybody's invested at this point, right? For me, I'm invested in winning. I hate losing, but I love winning. And, race outside of the Cup Series, I go through whatever it takes. I have to stay up till 3, 4 in the morning, just like most people, or people that want to win. But on the RFK side, they want this to succeed because they want to, program and, all the great partners that they have, Gold Service Last Mile and Football Bank and Millbrook Northeast, a whole bunch of them, it's they're investing in the team. They don't want to go out and have one car and have one there. So, I'm excited about it because you can see the push and it's really neat to be a part of and I feel really good and confident about going into the 500 this year. I think we're just very similar people, but different. We have very common interests. We have differences. Liz is, he likes trucks that are lifted, and I like trucks that are road. And, Chris, so we just got around really well. Personalities got around really well, and when we were in the racetrack, it was easy to work with him. And, obviously, Brad, going into it, he's got a lot of experience, and he is definitely willing to, help us speed up the process of whatever, however he wants us to attack the races, and he's the only one that's going to make the company better. I think the details, when you guys have talked to Brad, every room of you guys know Brad and the fans, that ripped him. One thing about that room, and I wasn't around him, but something, when he really finds that, you might not be the guy I was talking, but he's the one listening, and he's very detail-oriented. That's something that I've learned about him. I didn't know how so, I guess to go back and answer your question about Super Speed Race, Rails RFK had been successful. They have fast girls. But as well as details. They understand the details, they understand they have a plan of execution, and there's a roadmap. So, it's not a. It's something to look forward to. I'm obsessed. And I think at this point, to be at this level, you have to be obsessed. And to be honest with you, I agree. Rad is 100% obsessed. And that's what you need to be. You need to be consumed by this every second of the day. And And he has, you know, worse press and myself. So, that's the difference. That's what I'm making the layout for. Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, that's just going to be in the times of need within that group. You're going to need that loud. That's going to be that person with you. And that just goes to show you, not only myself, but I have to say we're pushing this team. Because it's a group. It's a group of people that want to win. And that's the difference maker. So, I mean, as a wrestler player, we always want to support from your team, from your company. And, we have that. Whether it's Brad, Cap, the family group, or all our sponsors. So, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't take much to motivate me, to be honest with you. I definitely feel that this is what I'm really excited for. And, I put a lot of work into everything about racing. As I was saying before, I'm a class and passion about it. So, going into this year, I feel like every driver, every hour, every second, I'm saying, I've listened to this for 5 weeks over again. But, there's been a lot of different ways of looking at things. But I've been opened up to, and so I feel the most prepared of everyone. So that day, I remember I was like, I don't really know what's like how I got into the Xfinity series and really knowing those races. It wasn't like I was in a full-time ride. I knew where I was going to be for that year, or maybe a year after. I think it was 12 or 15, I think it was 15 races that year. And I believe that was the third race we ran. The best of cash at Bristol, it was kind of like that. When we went and did that, that really got pushed around my career to get to the top level. A lot of different things. Not only, the trophy that I'm sitting here looking at right now, but as well as for my team, if you're able to win that race, you lock yourself into the playoffs and you can have your very own things without people sitting there and criticizing or looking at you and saying, man, why haven't you won yet? Why haven't you won yet? So that would really help ease the process. I think that's some pressure off your entire team. But it's going to take a lot of experience. Yeah, I am. I think we have a plan. But, the thing that I learned about that is you can have a plan all you want, but when something in that race changes, you need to be able to be quick to change that plan. So, I don't necessarily have one mindset of how I'm going to attack it. I just know where I want to be in those last 5 or 10 minutes.